Hare Krishna. This morning we have come to Simantadweep. Could everyone hear? One of the nine islands of Sri Navadweep Dham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells the story. One time in the Satya Yuga, Lord Shiva was madly dancing, loudly chanting the name Gauranga. Parvati, his consort, asked him, "Who is this Gauranga? Never have I seen you dancing in such an astonishing way. And hearing the name of Gauranga, my heart is melting. Previously, I have heard the mantras and the tantras, all things that further entangle one in the illusion of material existence. Please tell me something about Gauranga." Lord Shiva, he meditated on Lord Chaitanya and spoke. He said, "Unto you, the primordial energy of the Lord, who is a portion of Sri Radha, I will disclose the crest jewel of all secrets. In the age of Kali, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna will descend with the spiritual emotions of Sri Krishna. And through the Nam Sankirtan movement, he will propagate ecstatic love of God without discrimination of who is fit or who is unfit. With complete faith, I'm meditating on this promise the Lord has made. I will leave my city of Kashi to live in a little straw hut on the bank of the Ganges in Sri Mayapur Dham, waiting, meditating, and chanting the holy names of Gauranga." Hearing this, Parvati came to this place where we are sitting today, Simantadweep, where she constantly chanted the names of Gauranga and meditated on his transcendental form. Lord Chaitanya appeared to her with his associates. His complexion was brilliant like molten gold. His eyes like the petals of a lotus flower. His arms extended below his knees. He wore lovely jewelry and a garland that extended below his knees. He glanced lovingly at Parvati and said, "Parvati, why have you come here?" Goddess Parvati revealed the sorrow of her own heart. "You are the life and the Lord of the universe. You are Lord Jagannath. You are merciful to all, except me. You have appointed me to take charge of keeping bound up in the illusions of material existence all those who are averse to you. Although you are the most kind, even to the most fallen souls, by your order, I remain within material existence. Will that day ever come? Will I witness of your love? People say, wherever there is Krishna, there is no Maya. I'm Maya. Therefore, I'm bereft of the glorious pastimes of the spiritual world. Please, speak something to me and give me some hope. Then in great reverence, feeling urgent need for the Lord's mercy, Parvati, with her hand, she took the dust from the feet of Lord Gauranga and rubbed it in the part between her hair called Simanta. And since that day, this place is known as Simantadweep. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, very pleased with Parvati's appeal, spoke to her. He said, O Supreme Goddess, you should know that you are my energy. You are non-different from me. There is one energy, but that energy has two forms. In the spiritual kingdom, the original energy is eternally in the form of Sri Radha. But for the purpose of overseeing and controlling material nature, Sri Radha has expanded herself as you, Parvati. But you should know that your particular service is essential to my lila. In fact, as Yogamaya, you preside in Sri Vrindavan, Brajabhumi, as Purnamasi, and here in Sri Navadvip Dham, as Yogamaya, you will preside as Prodamaya, along with Chaitrapal Shiva, the guardian of the holy Dham. Blessing Parvati, Lord Gauranga disappeared. And Parvati remains here eternally as Prodamaya, the Yogamaya potency, who is beneath the thin veneer of illusion. She is making all extraordinary arrangements for Lord Chaitanya and his associates to enjoy their lila of divine love. Simantadweep is none different than Jagannath Puri. In fact, Lord Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Mai have appeared here. And coming is none different than coming to Jagannath Puri. Just like all the holy places are within Sri Brajbhumi, similarly all the holy places are within Navadvip Dham. Because Navadvip Dham is none different than Vrindavan. With the difference that any offenses committed in Vrindavan will have a very serious reaction. That is the mercy of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Because unless there is reactions to our offenses, how will we learn? But in the story of Jagai and Madhai, Nityananda Prabhu reveal the hearts of Krishna Balaram in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Madhai was a very offensive person. We will not go into any details at this moment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to sever his head with his Sudarshan Chakra. Nityananda Prabhu pleaded, please give him love of God. Forgive him. In Kali Yuga, everyone is more or less like Madhai. We have not come to kill everyone. We have come to forgive everyone and give them bhakti. Odaryatam. In Navadvip, yes, we may suffer for offenses, and we will. We must guard against offenses if we are sincere. But they are easily forgiven. And Krishna prema is easily given to one who sincerely takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Paramakaruna pahundui jana nitai gora chandra. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are supremely merciful. They give highest benedictions even to the worst sinners. And Srila Prabhupada explains only a few requirements. One is we have to be determined never to commit those sins again. Two, we must take shelter of the mercy of a Vaishnava. And three, we must have great faith and attentively chant the holy name. Today we have the super extraordinary good fortune of sitting here in Navadvip Dham with the two foremost Navadvip Vasis. Pankajangari Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu, who have faithfully serve Srila Prabhupada, Panchatattva Radha Madhava, and all the Vaishnavas for over 35 years. They've never even considered, as far as I can understand, in the farthest reaches of their mind's imaginations, they never even once considered going anywhere else outside the service of Sri Sri Madha Madhava. Hare Krishna. Because the Shastras tell you can understand a person's mind by their actions. Now for some time you can hide your mind's thoughts by your actions. But when thousands of people over 35 years have never seen the slightest indication of anything but pure devotional service for Radha Madhava, it is for certain that their hearts have been full-fledged, taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada's instruction, Sri Navadvip Dham, and the loving service of the Panchatattva. Today we will hear from these two brothers, Paramakaruna. Pahundui Jana turn on Nivas Punka Jungle. Not that they are, they have become God, but because the mercy of Gornitai is so perfectly flowing through their words, through their prayers, and through their lives. Let us welcome them with gratitude to our lives. And many God brothers and God sisters are here, Prabhupada's disciples. I'm sure to forget some because I can't see everyone. We have His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. And one of the senior most servants of Srila Prabhupada in this cosmic manifestation, Her Grace Malati Prabhu. And sitting beside her is the goddess of compassion at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Her Grace Nartaki Prabhu. And somewhere in this sea of Vaishnavas, perhaps maybe Shesha Prabhu. Are you here, Shesha Prabhu, somewhere? Huh? He left. Where did he go? He went to Vrindavan. Acha. Well, he was here for the last 2 days. So let us chant Hari. He's here. Where is Shesha Prabhu?
On the tree.
Mahaprabhu was right. He left for Vrindavan. Navadvip is none different than Vrindavan. And like a cowherd boy, he's playing on the trees. One of my dearest friends, one of the most respectable, honored Vaishnavas I've ever known. One of the GBCs of Prabhupada's ISKCON, and just a humble, gentle, wonderful soul. Let us, with great enthusiasm, because he's way back there, so you have to do this really loud. Shesha Prabhu ki jai. We also have His Grace Nityodita Prabhu. Are you here, Prabhu? Acha, I thought you would definitely be in a tree. In his old age, he's now sitting on a chair. Very senior devotee of New Vrindavan. Wonderful, wonderful Vaishnava who's given his heart, soul, everything to Srila Prabhupada's loving service. Let us welcome His Grace, Nityodita Prabhu. And we have His Grace, Samyak Rishi Prabhu. Wonderful, wonderful friend, well-wisher of all Vaishnavas. Very open-hearted, open-minded devotee. Always loves to extend himself, his home, his family to all Vaishnavas. For many years, president of the ISKCON Temple in New Jersey, Tawako. We're so grateful you're here. Everyone, let us welcome Samyak Rishi Prabhu to our dear God sister Kamagiri Devi Prabhu. Are you here somewhere in this assembly of devotees? Where?
Behind the tree.
She's behind the tree. Can you stand up, Kamagiri Devi? And she's there with one of the very, very beloved disciples of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami, Padma Prabhu. Kamagiri Prabhu, through all different kinds of obstacles, tribulations, difficulties, she's always remained blissful, faithful, and completely attached to Srila Prabhupada's service and the chanting of the holy names. So grateful you're here. Let us welcome her to our yatra. Are there others that I am not aware of? Huh? Rishikesh Prabhu. Where is Rishikesh Prabhu? Hari Bhava Rishikesh Prabhu. Wonderful devotee. He spent so much nice time giving his association in Radha Gopinath Temple. Very humble, very sincere. Joined long ago in New York, based in Australia for many years. So grateful you are here. Let us welcome Rishikesh Prabhu. He's here. Kulashekar Prabhu, are you here? He's so humble, if he's here, he won't admit that he's here. Really? Well, Kulashekar Prabhu is a wonderful artist from Sharanagati. Very, very sincere, dedicated brahmachari, vanaprastha, and very dear friend. Let us welcome him so loud that wherever he is, he may hear us. Hare! Hare Krishna. So nice to see devotees in trees. Huh? These are mango trees. Pankajangari Prabhu says the devotees are sweeter fruits than the mangoes. Now we request Jananivas Prabhu, Pankajangari Prabhu, to illuminate our hearts with their realizations of Jagannath in Sivanta Dweep. Hare Krishna.
Jananya Shalakaya Chakshuru Minitanjina Tashmai Sri Prabhi Namaha. Jagannath Swami Ki. Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining in the Navadvipa Mahatmya. He's repeating the words of Nityananda Prabhu. When he comes here on Prikram with Srila Jiva Goswami, and he explains that this island of, or this portion of Srimanta Dweep is none different than Sri Jagannath Puri. And he said that Jagannath, he resides here eternally. This is his eternal abode. Sometimes he becomes manifest and sometimes he is unmanifested. Very kindly, at the present moment, he is manifested here. So I'll speak a little bit of the history. We have information that Lord Jagannath came here one time personally from Jagannath Puri. It was the time, it was most probably in the 7th century, when there was one demon invader. His name was Raktabahu. And on the plea of being scared of this demon, Lord Jagannath said, "You should take me away from this place." So his servants carried him away. He told them which way to go. And they came to this area, and they were so captivated with this beautiful place. They've never seen a place like this. It's such a transcendental feeling here. We should stay here and worship Jagannath. So they actually resided here and worshipped Jagannath. And that village became known as Shabaradanga. If you know the history of Lord Jagannath from the time of King Indradyumna and the King Vishvavasu, who was the Shabara, or the tribal, who were worshipping Nilmadava. So that tribe, the Shabaras, they still have their savour for Lord Jagannath, even today. When Jagannath gets sick, when during Rath Yatra, the Shabara Daitas, the servants of Jagannath, from this particular caste, they have that particular services of looking after Jagannath during this period. So it was these Shabaras who brought Lord Jagannath to this place, and therefore the village became known as Shabaradanga. And today it's called Shondanga. But everybody knows the old name was Shabara, and it's slightly changed. So just the village is just about 1 mile to the east. In history, there was a period when Jagannath wasn't worshipped for quite some time. And if you research old history books, or even you see Dhruva Prabhu has written, Dhruva Maharaj, that's written a book on Jagannath, where he gives some history. And at one time, some demoniac kings, they invaded Jagannath, they captured the temple, and the whole worship was interfered with for many, many years. It appears to coincide with that particular time. Jagannath actually came here and took refuge in Mayapur. And so that is recorded history. Even the Pandas in Puri recognize that Jagannath came here. We had some of the head pujari and some cooks came here one time to teach us how to cook the chapana bhog for Lord Jagannath. And he told us that we recognize this place. It's in our books also. So at that time, then after that 7th century, history is kind of lost. But anyway, somehow or another in Puri, the worship started again of Jagannath. Other reports say that Lord Jagannath spoke to his pandas and said, I like it here, you know, but it's not the same as when Indradyumna and all my devotees were here at that time. He said, actually, I'd like to go to Nabadeep because all my devotees are there now. So Jagannath appeared here again. This was during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was actually present in Nabadweep. And Lord Shiva was taking his bath at Shiva Ghat. That is next to Mahaprabhu Ghat. You have Shiva Ghat, Mahaprabhu Ghat, Barakrona Ghat, Madai Ghat, maybe the other way. Just by the little culvert. On the way back to ISKCON, there's a little culvert there. That area there where the original bank of the Ganga was. These ghats are situated there. So Shiva had his own ghat there that time, during the time of Mahaprabhu. Because all the devas would come and reside whenever the Lord comes. They take up residence. So he was taking bath in his ghat, and then Parvati Devi came. She said, "My dear husband, I just had a wonderful dream. And Lord Jagannath said he's going to come to your ghat. Lord Shiva said, he's already came. He said, I saw this wood coming down the Ganga, and it wasn't just wood, it was vibrating with Brahman. This is Daru Brahman. This is not an ordinary piece of wood, so I grabbed it. He said, I put it on the bank. Here, look, this is Lord Jagannath. So then they took the deity to Kolavecha Sridhar's house. It's 5 minutes from here. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with all of his devotees in Kirtan. And when he arrived there, he said, oh, Lord Jagannath has come. Lord Jagannath has graced us here. Hari Bol. They had a big Kirtan and circumambulating Lord Jagannath. This was recorded in one book that one pujari found in the I think it was at Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math. He was there, or their library there. I think they have a big library. Anyway, he was there, and one of the devotees started talking to him and said, oh, I do service in Sri Mantadeep. I'm a pujari. He said, oh, there's some story of him. So he showed him the book, and he told me later on, I told him to go back and get the book, but he couldn't find the book, and he couldn't find the devotee. But anyway, that was another appearance of Lord Jagannath here. And again, he has reappeared, and this is the form we see now here. So, this period was after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left Navadvip, and he was residing in Nilachala. And his name was Jagadish Ganguly. So he was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath and Gauranga. So Gauranga had taken sannyas, were living in Puri. So all the devotees of Bengal would go every year for Rath Yatra. They were going anyway, but now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living there also, so it was a double treat. They would see Mahaprabhu for a few months and see their Lord Jagannath and observe the Rath Yatra festival. So this Jagadish Ganguly, in his old age, he became blind. So when the Rath Yatra festival came and everybody was making preparations, they said, we can't take you to Puri because now you're blind. And we take the shortcut, we go across the fields, we go through the forests because we're walking all the way. So how you can go? It means someone's got to hold your hand and it's so difficult. You have to stay here. You've been many times. Anyway, not being able to bear the separation of it, not being able to see Lord Jagannath and Mahaprabhu and going to Puri anymore, he said that tomorrow when I take my bath in Ganga, no, I will not come back. If I can't be with my lords, then what is the use of living? So that night Lord Jagannath appeared into him in a dream and he said that, why do you want to commit suicide? He said, I eternally reside here. He said, you don't even have to go to Puri. He said, tomorrow when you take your bath in the Ganga, one piece of wood will come and it will touch your body. And he said, that's me. He said, you should take that wood and take it to this carpenter in this particular village. And you can have my form made, and you can worship me here. Then you have no problem. You can live here and worship me to your heart's content. So he's very surprised. He woke up in the morning. Everything came to pass that had happened in his dream. So they took the wood to the village that Lord Jagannath had told them, and the carpenter, he told them the name of the carpenter. So they said, the Lord requested you to make his form of Lord Jagannath from this wood. And the carpenter said, how I can make a form of the deity? He said, I have leprosy. He said, my hands are full of sores, there is blood, etc. And very bad smelling. How can I make a form of a deity of Lord Jagannath? I cannot do that. So he wouldn't do it. So they said, okay, we'll take him to another carpenter. So they went to another carpenter and they asked him to make a deity. So he began making a deity, but every time he hit the chisel, his hammer would break. So he'd pick up a new hammer and he'd hit the chisel and the chisel would break. He'd get a new chisel and again the hammer would break. And he said, Lord Jagannath, he doesn't want me to make this. You have to go and that carpenter who he particularly mentioned. So they went back to that leper carpenter and they said, you claim to be a servant of Lord Jagannath, it means you have to follow his instruction. So they convinced him he has to do it. So then he began to make the deity. A lot of trouble. But finally he finished that form of Lord Jagannath. And when he had finished, all the leprosy disappeared from his body. And Jagadish's eyes also became open, so he could see everything. So then he installed him here and began worship. After some days, again Lord Jagannath appeared in his dream and he said, nearby here is one big neem tree. He said, you take that neem tree, you make my brother Balaram and my sister Subhadra put by my side. So then Balaram and Subhadra appeared and they began to worship here. His desires were completely satisfied and he worshipped Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra with so much love and devotion. And finally he finished his worldly existence and he went to be with his eternal lords. Now that family, they weren't so devoted as Jagadish, but they maintained the puja for some time. But gradually over the years it diminished, it diminished, it diminished. Until practically there's hardly any worship going on at all. The bhikkhu was neglected. And he spoke to the pujaris that when Jagadish was here it was very nice. But now, he said, nobody's taking much care. And he said also, one of these ladies of this respectable Ganguly family has become polluted. He said, actually, I don't like to receive this worship anymore. But you tell all the inhabitants of this place that one serious epidemic will come. So everybody should actually leave this place. So in the morning he informed all the village people. And everybody left except the Ganguly family. They said it was a dream, maybe, maybe not. But that epidemic did come and the whole family was wiped out. From there we understand, according to the Nambudita Mahatmya, that after Mahaprabhu had left, then the Ganges comes and it flooded the entire area for about 100 years. And so everybody left this place and moved to higher land. And then for 300 years, the Ganga would constantly change course and she was washing all the places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime and everything was practically lost and everybody left. And Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda, or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, anyway, he says in the Nambudita Dhamma Mahatmya that then after 400 years, he said, again the task of revealing the Dharma will begin. This coincides with the time that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur began his mission. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was built. He just, from that time, he started his mission to spread Krishna consciousness, the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just a significant time was just a few years before Srila Prabhupada got that final letter from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that you should preach in the English language. It'll be good for you, it'll be good for others. So just before that time, so right almost around that area, but he said again the task of revealing the Dharma would begin. So we can see how instrumental also Srila Prabhupada has been in fulfilling this desire, along with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So the Ganges was just twisting like a snake for her pleasure. And he says that again after some time Ganges will go back to normal course and many, many bathing ghats again will appear on the bank of the Ganga and many, many residential buildings will spring up where the worship of Krishna will be going on and kirtan will be going on in every house. This is prediction, everybody, this is very practical. You can see now how it's developing as you come in from, even from like the Chaitanya Mahat. So many houses building there. When you go more towards ISKCON, there's whole housing areas. They're all devotees. More or less, they're all Gaudiya Math devotees this side, and all the rest of the way, it's mostly ISKCON devotees. But you go in any of the houses, they have little temple, they have deities, the kirtan is going on. These are all fulfillments of this prediction. Which goes on to say, then a very, very astonishing temple will appear here in Mayapur. And from this temple, which Srila Prabhupada described, that love of Godhead will flood all over the world. The actual words of Nityananda Prabhu, Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoi Bibhikash. Service to Lord Gauranga is what spreads all over the world from this Adbhut Mandir, as you call it. So we can see also how instrumental Srila Prabhupada is in this prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. We hope we can fulfill that prediction. The temple of Jagannath was still here. Some people say that the deities were covered in termites under Termite Hill. But definitely it was in the jungle and all the bamboo trees had grown up. The small house they were living in was practically desecrated. And then another family moved here. After the waters and everything started to reside, people came back to live here. His name was Pratik Chatterjee. And he knew the deities were there, but he was actually a Shakta. But he knew the deities were there. Sometimes he would offer some puja, occasionally. It was in 1978 that during the Gopurnima prakrams, then all the devotees were there, and that Pratik Chatterjee, he saw all the devotees from all around the world. He was very, very enthused to see that. And he had no son. He had six daughters, I think. But he had no son, and he said, ooh, continue the worship and maintenance of temple. So he asked that the Jagadaka Maharaj was there, and he requested that, or he offered him, would you like to perform the seva of Lord Jagannath? So Jagadaka Maharaj said, he made an announcement, all the devotees were, this is Pratik Chatterjee, he's the the chief Saivite of the Jagannath and Balaram and Subhadra. He's asking if you would like to take over the worship. Would you like to take it over? So everybody was very happy. So then he allowed us to take over the worship. At that time, actually, the deities couldn't even stand up straight. They're in such a state of disrepair. Although they have a base that they stood on, but that was really eaten so much by the termites and everything that they couldn't even stand up straight. They were just leaning against the wall. They wouldn't stand up straight. But the actual bodies, they hadn't been attacked by the termites, but they were a little bit broken down. So they needed quite a lot of restoration. So we did as much as we could do. And then some years later we built them the temple that you see they're in now. And worship is going on. We're offering Lord Jagannath Chhappan Bhog every day. So we hope he's happy. And because one time, one Gaudiya Math devotee from Puri, he came here to the birthplace and he was staying some days, so he asked, "Do you have any Jagannath temple? I have a Jagannath Bhakta, because every day I see Lord Jagannath. Any Jagannath deities here?" And I said, "In Srimantadweep you can go as some deity." So he came to take a darshan and they saw Lord Jagannath here. Then that night he had a dream and Lord Jagannath said, "They don't give me any food here." He said, "Do you think you could arrange some prasadam, some boga for me?" He said, "In a couple of days it's Shnan Yatra. That's my birthday actually. So if you could arrange a feast that day, I'd be very happy." So he arranged the feast for Lord Jagannath. So ever since that time we've been trying to maintain that. We have a very big festival here and have a big, big feast for Jagannath. But anyway, at least we're offering every day instead of once a year now. So Pangadangi will tell you some more details and pastimes of Lord Jagannath's appearance. Jagannath Swami Ki.
Hare Krishna. Welcome to this most holy and beautiful mango orchard in Srimantadweep. Lord Chaitanya used to pass through here on the after going to the Chankas' house for the demonstration. They went to the Kolaveta Shrida, which is another extension of this mango grove on that side. But they used to take rest. Place is called Vishram Stan. A very idyllic setting, a very nice place to take rest here. Very peaceful. I think that's why this place was spoken, just like chosen. The setting here reminds me of the picture in the Bhagavatam and the sages at Namasharanya. And Sugadeva Goswami is sitting on his dais and so many heads are watching. That is an extension of that. Exactly. The same thing is going on here. We're sitting around the lotus feet of the exalted sage here and hearing the pastimes of the Lord. So this, the deities actually have only been reappeared about 1958, since a little while after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance and the disappearance of his devotee. The temple was practically covered in jungle and fallen, just a little piece of flat roof was over the deities. They were protecting themselves like that. This Pratik's daughter used to go there and worship the deities. And she told us that to get into the temple you had to get on your hands and knees and crawl under through the bushes and under the very thick jungle. And then she would go inside the temple and see the deities. And see, there was lots of snakes. There was many, many snakes and other living entities in that building. But she says she never had any fear of the snakes. Although there was snakes everywhere, there were never ever any snakes on the deities. She was only 7 years old at that time. She told us that. So there was another interesting character here by the name of Jaimini Ghosh. He was a Shakta, and he used to go into Bhar, what they call Bhar. That means the deity would enter into you and you become possessed and talk like the deity is talking or the Lord is talking. So one day he came before the house of Pratik, because Pratik's house was right near the temple. So practically no one used to go to the temple because it was dangerous. It was all the snakes. So when they would offer arati in the house or a lamp, then he would, from his house, from his porch, he would offer towards the temple. So one day this Jaimini came up in his red cloth and his garlands, and he was doing his thing. And he said, why? He said, it's not good enough what you're doing. It's not enough. It's one miserly little lamp you're offering me. It's not enough. I demand that you worship me properly. So then they became a little serious, and they went there to the temple and repaired the temple and started a little worship. But he said the deity told him that they would only he could feed him on snanyatra, make the feast. So never actually cook for the deity. They stuff him some fruit, things like that, but never actually cooked any meals for him. So it's very recent. He's only very recently appeared in our lifetime. Okay. So after the temple was given to us, or even before, there were many stories. One devotee was on his way to Calcutta. He was going to Puri, Jagannath Puri, and he fell asleep. And the Lord appeared in his dream and said, why are you going all the way to Puri? I reside very close to this place. He said, if you get down at the next station, you can find me. There's no need to go to Puri. I'm here. And he woke up and the train was just pulling into this little station. So he jumped off and he asked the locals, is there a Jagannath temple nearby? So they directed him here. They worshipped accepted the worship of this his devotee here. There are many stories. We have compiled all the stories in our book. This is our Jagannath's book here. In 1971, this is before we had the temple. There was during the war there was a Bangladesh war. So here this area is a big Muslim area. So this Pratik, he had six or seven daughters and no son. So he decided to go to his relatives, because there was a very volatile situation. So then he moved to, I think it was Katwa. Then after some time, one of the leaders of the village came to see him, Muslim leader, and he asked him, why are you staying here? Please, you come back to your temple. He said, no, it's a dangerous situation. He said, don't worry, we'll give you protection. So, I prefer to stay here till the trouble is, the time has passed. He said, we're feeling very uneasy. He said, because at night time we're hearing voices coming from the temple. Why no one is feeding us? Why no one is coming anymore? Why are we not getting food anymore? We're very, very nervous. You please, if you come back, we promise we'll give you a 24-hour protection. So he actually returned with his family, and they gave him a full protection. When one of his daughters was getting married, then some thieves came, dacoits. So they knew these people, they knew there was antisocials, but as a wedding was going on, it's this auspicious vivaha. So they called them, please come and take some prasadam. But they were watching them carefully, because when there's a wedding, there's gold. So then at one time this group of men, they went to one side and they started a discussion which turned into a very heated argument, and then they started fighting, and everyone was a big ruckus. So then they all just left. Some days later, that the leader of those dacoits, he came to the house, and it's night time, so the pratik, he knocked on the door. Who is there? I said, such and such. But what do you want? He said, I want to speak to you. He said, well, what do you got to say? Because he didn't want to open the door because he knew he was antisocial. So he said, no. He said, I'm alone. I'm serious. I want to tell you something. So he let him in. He said, that night of your daughter's wedding, he said, we came to rob you. He said, but while we were planning how to do it, he said, I saw a light coming from Jagannath's temple, and it was hovering over your head. And I thought, it won't happen today. This is some divine protection there. We won't be successful. So then I told the others, this is a situation. But some of them wanted to go on anyway. There was someone who was a little intoxicated. So they wanted to do it anyway. I said, no, definitely not. It won't work tonight. There's something uncanny here, something special. But they were adamant to join. Then they began a big fight. So then it caused a big scene, and then the whole thing had to be dissolved. And so they left. So Jagannath saved by his saved his devotees. Another time, this is before we had the temple, these stories came. Another time they were building a temple in another village, and they, for Jagannath, so they said, why do you want to buy Jagannath? Why didn't you go to Rajapur? Nobody worships that deity there. Hardly anything is going on. So they came and stole the deity. So they're carrying him in the night, they carry him across the fields, then all of a sudden they feel the call of nature. So they put Lord Jagannath down. Then again, to continue their way, but they couldn't lift him. He became very heavy. So they were very surprised, so they had to go get more men. They still couldn't lift him. And they had 13 men there. And Jagannath, they just couldn't lift him off the ground anymore. So then they realized, we made a big mistake here. So they went back to the pujari, with straw in their mouth. And they said, we're sorry, we made a great offense. Deity is out in the field and he wants to come back. Please forgive us. We made a great offense. So then the pujari went and brought him back. Another time there was a smallpox epidemic, and many people were dying. The Lord Jagannath, in the dream of the Pujari, said that he appeared and told him of a medicine, how he could cure this. So in the morning, then he called the other local people. He said, Jagannath has given us a medicine to make for this. So they gathered all the things except one thing they couldn't find, one herb which didn't grow in the area. Later on in the day, a little boy came with this branch. He came to the temple and he asked for the pujari. He wasn't there, so his wife said, what is it? He said, I bought this for pujari. He said, he's not here at the moment. So you leave it there anyway. He'll come. So as soon as he came back, then he saw, hey, this is the very herb, the missing herb. Who bought that? He said, I don't know. One little boy came, very charming boy. But no, he wasn't a local boy. I'd never seen him before. But anyway, they made then they made that medicine and everyone was cured. So Jagannath became very respectful for even amongst the non-Hindus. They have great regard for him. So even today they bring in sometimes the first harvest and first grains and some milk sometimes. There are many stories that with the local people here. So they have a great healthy respect for him. One time one thief, he came and stole some things against the advice of his friends. He said, don't steal from Jagannath temple. Lord Jagannath is very unpredictable. We know the stories of old, we've heard about what. But anyway, he did. He stole things from there, and then a few nights later, he was out robbing a house, and they caught him, and they cut his right hand off. So then they called the police. So then when the police came, they said, "Please, before you take me to the prison, you take me to the temple, Jagannath temple." He said, I know why this happened. I want to apologize." Even recently, one of the Goshas, the milkman that come here, they bring milk, and he was complaining to the pujari that he said every time for 7 days in a row, he said, "I take my milk to Navadvip and it spoils. I can't sell the milk because he supplies milk here also." So the pujari said, "Do you?" He said, "Do you put water in Jagannath's milk?" We are gosh, this is our occupation. We have to make a living. So I said, maybe that's why. So next day he gave pure milk, and then from then on his milk never spoiled. And while we were constructing the temple, every day one of the workers used to take home one slab of marble. Then one day he came back with a bullock cart with all this marble on it. Holding his ears. He said, I made a big mistake. He said, "Lord," and he said, "Last night Lord Balaram came, chastised me severely. Why are you stealing my brother's property?" "Immediately take it back, I'll destroy you and your whole family. You take it back immediately." I'm not telling all the famous stories because you already know those. The one time at Pujari, he was dressing the deity. He was dressing Lord Jagannath. And he's putting the necklaces on, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the necklace fell down. So he picked it up and he fixed it on again. Again it fell off. He picked it up and he put it on again. Again it fell off. He was surprised. He picked it up again. Just going to put it down. And Lord Jagannath said, I don't want any more. Don't you understand? Another time he was sick. And he did the bog offering this time, the lunchtime. I put the deities to rest, and he told the chowkidar that I'm not gonna wake the deities at 4 o'clock because I'm too sick. I have a high fever, so don't wake me up. I will wake them up later on. So this was early days; no one was coming hardly, and he was the only pujari. So he's taking rest. Lord Jagannath appears in a dream. What's going on? Little fever, and you want to stop our service? You're a servant or what? So then he woke up and go, oh. But he said, I was so wiped out. He said, I just couldn't get up. He said, so then I fell back to sleep again. And as soon as he fell back to sleep, then he heard on the door, wake up, wake up, wake up. He said, Chowkidar, wake up. He said, it's time to wake the deities. He said, I told you don't wake me up. He said, come wake up at this time. It's time. It's 4 o'clock. It's almost 4 o'clock. Oh. He said, this is too much. Then I have to get up. Jagannath must want this. Suddenly he went waking the deities. He was waking the deities, and Lord Jagannath spoke to him. He said, actually, I'd like you to do my puja. He said, you know, the other pujari, he said, sometimes he's not very careful. Sometimes when he's dressing me, he sticks pins in me. He said, yes. He said, you lift up my chada, you'll see. Pull the chada back, and there was a spot of blood on Jagannath's arm. You know, Swami Ki. Another time he was sleeping, and he heard a banging on the door. So he opened the door. Couldn't see anyone. He looked down, he saw the Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. They were small deities. They were laying on their back shivering. And he said, don't you think we feel cold? Now as winter is approaching, you're sleeping very nicely under your quilt. What about us? So that year we had to start early. Generally, it's Odona Susti is the time when we start the onset of the cold season. But it was before then. So there was a little cold. So Jagannath came to tell him. Other fingers. So again, he dreamed. He was putting the deities to rest, the small deities. He put him in, laying them into bed. So he's carrying the deity, and the deity said, don't touch me with his finger. Because when he picked the deity up, he had his finger in his eye. The big eyes, mostly eyes, you see, so it's a little difficult. So Jagannath said, don't touch me with this finger. Don't use this finger, this Muchi finger. And he was surprised. Sometime later, he was actually putting the deities to rest. And while he was taking the same thing, he had the finger in the eye. Then Lord Jagannath spoke to him. Jagannath said, I told you, don't touch me with this finger. This is how he did to us. What did he do here? Took his shadow off and so he said, wait a minute. He said, Jagannath does have many hands. How can he show you his finger? He said, yes, he has. He has. I saw. Once as a devotee lives down the road, Prahlad. So he's not this kind of devotee, but he does night guard. One day he's in a tree at night time in one of the mango trees, and late at night, so he sees one man coming across fig orchards. And he passed right beneath him. He said, but he was a gentleman, you know, he had nice cloth and long hair, and he could smell perfume, hair. And he went to the temple. And then he heard bells ringing. And then he heard a kirtan start. He said, it became roaring curtain, and ladies were ululating, and they were... He said, but it was middle of the night, the temple was locked. So he very... he was saying, I said... that he didn't go and have a look, but he was saying how the devatas, they also come to the dharma and worship the deities there. That was his story. And another time he was on Balaram's appearance day, so he was here daytime at the festival, and he got some mahaprasadam, but he was very tired and he didn't eat it. He just sat down and he fell asleep. Then when he woke up, then he saw the cup was upside down a little way away, so he realized some dog had taken it, eaten that. So he thought, Jagannath very well. He has a good relationship, many, many years. He's a local man. So he said, I knew there would be some reaction. I was just waiting, wonder what it would be. So that night he came for guard, and he was leaning... drowsing, almost sleeping, leaning against the wall. Then Lord Balaram came out of the window of the temple, and this was his dream. And Lord Balaram began to throw him on the floor and jumped on him. And began to choke him. He's going on for a long time. And he was begging, please, mercy, 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 have mercy on me. So such a long time it was going on. He said, my eyes were bulging. He said, I could hardly breathe. Huh? He said, please, it's the only thing I can say, please have mercy on me. So he said, you want me to show you mercy? He said, you don't know what mercy means. You disrespected my brother's prasadam. The other way around. Sorry, it was Jagannath. It was Lord Jagannath. There's two stories like this. It was Lord Jagannath. He said, you disrespected my brother's prasad. It was Balaram Jayanti that day. He said, you disrespected my brother's prasad. Don't you know, the only way to approach me is through my devotee? And you have disrespected, he distributes his mercy through his prasad, you disrespected him? There's only one atonement for this. You got to leave your body. Oh, please help. Oh, no, mercy, mercy, mercy. Then Subhadra came. And she said, brother, dada, what are you doing? What are you doing? He said, he's disrespecting Balaram's prasad. I'm going to finish him. I said, no, don't do that. She was trying to pull him off. And Jagannath was determined. So then she went back and she brought Balaram. Balaram said, come. What are you doing for such a small offense? You're giving such heavy punishment. Please come. And Lord Balaram pulled him off. But Jagannath gave him some 10 instructions. Of which he wouldn't... Some he told us, some were personal, but other things were like, you know, you must be very diligent, you're our guide. See that nobody must steal anything from here, even one stone. So even no one should break these principles. There'd be no hanky panky, and also your own character should be very. So he gave him these, instructions. He's still here, this devotee. Shraddhananda Prabhu, when Srila Prabhupada's disciple was, he had been to the Kushanaga for some official business, so on his way back he thought he really wanted to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So he told the driver, go to Jagannath temple, it's almost 1 o'clock, they close at 1 p.m. 1 o'clock. So he just, he came here and he ran in, and the pujari was just locking the door. This was the old temple. When you go to the temple, if you're facing the deity, it's on the right side. There's a big tree, in the tree where the old temple was underneath that. You can see it there now. There's also a Shiva Lingam there. So it's a very dilapidated temple, just a flat roof. And so he asked the Pujari, can I get darshan? He said, yes, at 4 o'clock. So he said, I was really disappointed because somehow or other, he said, I had this mood to see Jagannath, which was not common for me. He said, that much devotion doesn't usually show, but it's a very strong urge to see Lord Jagannath. So anyway, I was trying to look through the doors. He was trying to pull the doors apart, and he went around and checked the windows. They were wooden windows. I couldn't. He said, I was laying on the floor, trying to look underneath the, looking through the cracks. He said, 15 minutes I was trying. He said, then I gave up. I walked away. I was feeling really disappointed. So then suddenly something made me turn around. As I looked around, and the window was swinging open. So they were running back, and the light was shining in. Beautiful darshan, Jagannath, Baladev Shivaji. He said, but that door was locked. That window was actually locked. I checked all the windows. Jagannath Swami ki. Another time also some students came in the evening. They said, we heard many things about these deities. We heard they're very mystical deities. But they were load shedding at that time. So there was no electricity. And he had one small candle. They could hardly see the deities. They weren't very happy. Then after a little few minutes, they went away. The pujari was just offering arati. Then he called them back. Come quick. So they came running back. And he'd offered the lamp, Pancha Pradeep. But he put the lamp down, and the flames started to grow and grow and grow. He said, and the flames were coming out like this. It's a beautiful, bright light, shining, illuminating the deity. So then these boys could come back and have a very nice darshan. Jagannath Swami ki. After Snanyatra is the time when the Lord Jagannath has his bath, and then he catches cold. So then he goes into seclusion for a couple of weeks, and is very nice, has a peaceful time, eating nice foodstuffs and nice medicine, oshadis, made with, what do we make? Cream, butter, sugar candy, honey. Chana, all mixed up. What? Jenny, spices? Some spice there? Alachi. That's a medicine. Have to mix it all up. And he gets many other varieties of sweets, and no heavy things, and there's no big arties and bells ringing, and peaceful time. Anyway, after the Snanyatra is a big festival here. Many thousands of people come here. Everyone can bathe Lord Jagannath at that time. We bring him outside. On the right of the temple in that garden, you'll see there's one raised platform. That's Lord Jagannath Snanvedi. So one of the pujaris here last, it was when the festival had finished, everyone went home. Then Jagannath, he goes in, that was his last darshan for another couple of weeks. So he goes in temple. So he was just sitting, he was locked up, and he was sitting there. Then he heard, coming from the temple. So he thought, oh no, I'm hallucinating. Then again, that was many years ago. But a couple of years ago, Jananavas comes and paints the deities at that time. That's the time they do the Angaraj. Your deities need any repair or painting, this is generally the time you do it during that period. So Jananda was painting, and he laid the deities down, the big deities down, and painted the bases underneath. on a, laid him on a soft thing. So he stays up here that time. So he was taking rest, and then at midnight, he woke up with a high fever and feeling very uneasy. Thought maybe I made some apparat, maybe we shouldn't have laid him down, maybe they should be standing up. So then he read a chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Anyway, he read half an hour. If you make a didi apparat, then if you read one chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that will counteract the offense. Didi worship, didi apparat. In the morning, the Chokidar came, and he said he had a strange experience last night. He said, I heard this strange noise in the temple, coming from the temple. And I went to the temple, and I heard this noise, like someone was suffering, like somebody had a high fever. There was lots of moaning. He said, I couldn't believe it. He said, so I went round the other side of the temple and put my ear to the window, and again it was coming. Like this. So I got very frightened. He said, and I ran away. I ran out and locked the gate and ran away. So I said, what time was that? He said, 12 o'clock. That's the time Janonis woke up with a high fever. So maybe he does get a cold. Actually, he does. Maharaj can tell you another story about Dr. Ba Avala. Hey, you can tell them these stories.
Can I tell the doctor Alva story? Huh? Tell the doctor Alva. Hare Krishna.
So in 1978, when we first started the worship, of course there was no facility here whatsoever. So we would bring a tiffin from Radha Madhava's temple. When we offered Rajabhog to Radha Madhava, we would make a tiffin, cook extra, make a tiffin, and the pujari would get on a bicycle and he would come up. And then he would make an offering for Lord Jagannath. Because we thought, at least we'll give him one offering a day, because he hasn't been eating for him. In fact, the local people said that was the first rice Lord Jagannath's eaten in as long as they could remember. So anyway, we started doing this for a couple of days. Just a Rajbhog offering. And then Jayapataka Maharaj, he said, listen, he said, you shouldn't start anything yet. Don't do anything there. He said, because there are still some legal complications, because some different members of the family, they own, you know, different parts of the land. They have different, we want the whole trust committee and everything to finally agree, and then we'll take over the worship. Otherwise, if we begin the worship after so long and then we have to stop again, it won't be nice for Jagannath. So wait until it's fully secured and then we'll begin the worship. But he didn't know we had already started this. We were doing this once every day we was going and offering a Rajbhog. So we said, okay, we won't do any worship. So we didn't send anyone. So then Pujari had a dream how he came to the temple. Pujari had a dream. He came to the temple and he opened the door. There was no deities there. So he was come out the temple. He was looking around and then he saw Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra. They were holding hands and they were running across the fields over there. And he said, hey, Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, come back, come back, come back. And they said, no, 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 we're not going back there. We're going down to Radha Madhava's temple to get some of their Rajaboga. We're not staying here anymore. Jagannath Swami ki jai. So then, when we told Jai Pataka Maharaj, he said, I didn't know that. He'd already started. Immediately. Start again, quickly. So, another time, Pujari was making an offering. And so he put the leaf plate, he put the rice and the sabjis and everything around. And he forgot to bring the tulsi leaves. So he said, oh, Jagannath Krishna doesn't like to accept anything without tulsi leaf. But what can I do? Because there, he knew there was some tulsi trees near here and where the house was. But he thought, if I leave and go and get the tulsi leaves, anything could happen. Because the temple was completely broken down. The door was broken, and there was kids playing around, and there was dogs and everything. He said, you know, they may come in and eat the prasad, the bhoga, or something like that. So better that I stay here and I'll guard the prasadam. So he made the offering with all the mantras and everything, without tulsi leaf, and he prayed to Lord Jagannath, kindly forgive this offense. I forgot to bring your tulsi leaves. Anyway, you kindly accept. So he came outside and he chanted his Gayatris and things like that. So after the time, he went back in to remove the plate and he was going to do the arati. And in the pile of rice was there, there's a big branch of tulsi leaf was stuck in the rice like that. Jagannath Swami ki. I got some of that Mahaprasad tulsi. May have been hand-picked by Jagannath. There was one little boy, he's a devotee's son, but he was very naughty. And he was taking darshan and he saw Subhadra had a really nice brooch. And he said, I'd like that brooch. And he's completely isolated here, there's no one around. Because his parents were in the house talking to the other devotees. So there was no one around, so he said, okay. So he crept in there. And he took that brooch from Subhadra, who was standing next to Balaram, and Balaram went, he swung it down. Slapped him around the face. He went bowling out the temple. He went running to his mother crying. She said, what's the matter? What's the matter? Balaram struck my face. Oh, don't be stupid, boy. What happened to you? Yes, he did. He did them. Jagannath Swami ki. Did you tell everyone? So it was Rathiatra time. We weren't performing Rath, but we were distributing Mahaprasadam. And so one boy came in, he said, give me some prasadam, please. So we had a little leaf plate with some khichdi. You please give some for my friend outside. So he's a rickshaw driver, so he went outside and gave his friend, here, take the Mahaprasadam Jagannath. His friend was a Muslim man, and he said, what is this, you know? How, we don't accept God can come in form. This is just idol worship. What is this meaning of prasad? It's just a piece of wood. We don't accept this. It's idol, like an idol worship. And he threw the prasad away on the floor. So that night, Lord Balaram came to him, sitting on his belly, and he was strangling him like this. And he said, you have disrespected my brother's Mahaprasadam. You know you worship my brother by honoring his Mahaprasadam. And you disrespected it. You threw it away. I will kill you. I will kill you. And he was shaking and he was gasping. And they said, Subhadra was there. And she was saying, yes, kill him. Balaram, Lord Jagannath came. No, don't kill him. Don't kill him. They were laughing. You know the history of Lord Jagannath. This is coming from Dwarka. This form was manifest. So they're in Kshatriya spirit there. So they enjoyed this. So he wakes up, all his throat is red. Takes so much water. Next morning he goes to the temple. Pujari, he gives him some incense and some flowers and some paisa and some sweets. And Pujari says, you know, you're a local Muslim, you never come and worship. Why are you offering all these things for worship of Lord Jagannath? He said, I'll tell you the story. So he told him the story, what happened at night. Then he said, can you please give me a little bit of Jagannath's Mahaprasad? I want to honor his Mahaprasadam. Jagannath Swami ki. There is a Giriraj Shila there and some Shaligram Shilas also you can see. So one devotee came and he left them, these Shaligram and the Giriraj there. He said, just leave them here, maybe I'll worship later on. So anyway, they put the Giriraj and the Shaligrams on the altar. After some time, Lord Jagannath appeared in the dream to the Pujari and he said that ever since you've had this Giriraj Shila here, he said he's eating all of the boga. He said he doesn't even wait for the Pujari to make the offering. As soon as it comes in, he grabs it. And he said he especially likes the sweets. And he's so fast and he's eating it so quick. He told me this story. I said, you should tell Jagannath that if he ever does it again. Jagannath said, you should tell Jagannath you should threaten Giriraj. That if you ever do that again, I'll pick you up my little finger. Anyway, Saipataka Maharaj, when he heard, he said, you have to make another plate for Giriraj to solve this. So now they make he has his own plate, and there's been no more complaint from Jagannath. Jagannath Swami ki.
We started a Nitya Seva program for Lord Jagannath where devotees give a donation which is invested and the interest supports a whole day's puja. We need 365 well-wishers of Jagannath. We have 320, so there's only 40 spaces left if someone would like to do eternal service. So Lord Jagannath, you can take a form from the table and then so Jagannath will never go hungry again and he'll never wind his pastimes up and he'll always be here. That is our desire. So recently, this is my digging thing. Somebody bought a couple wanted to have a child. They couldn't have a child. So they came here, worshipped Lord Jagannath, because Jagannath is very good at this thing. So they said, we heard about this deity. Then they prayed to Lord, made an offering to Lord Jagannath, and then 3 years later they came back with their 2-year-old son. So they were very happy that they came to Mayapur. They said, we've just been to Mayapur temple, Chandradoya Mandir, and they held the baby up to Radha Madhava. And Baby was saying, Jagga, Jagga, Jag, 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 Jag. Mother said, are you happy? And he said, no, no. So then they took him to Panchatattva. Baby was saying, Jagga, Jag, Jag, Jag. Mother said, are you happy? No, not happy. So they brought him here and put him to Jagannath. Jagga, 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 Jagga. Are you happy? Yes, now happy. Then one time we're here, then there's a family here. So the president was talking to them, and he asked them where they come from. I think he came from Durgapur. It's quite a long way. He says, oh, you're coming such a long way. There's a very interesting story why we came today, that the wife was saying that she wanted to go to Puri just after Rath Yatra. So she had this very strong desire to attend the Puri Rath Yatra, but she had no one to go with her, so she couldn't go. And she was lamenting. And at night time before that, when there was all hope was gone, she was crying. And in her dream, she heard a voice in the... She had a dream, and she saw Radha Madhava came in her dream, and he heard this voice saying, Mayapur, Mayapur. And then she woke up. And so then when the family woke up, she said, we should go to Mayapur, we must go to Mayapur today. So then they came to Mayapur, and they didn't know there was a Jagannath temple here. But when they was in Mayapur and talking to some devotees, they asked, and the devotee said, have you visited our Jagannath temple? He said, what Jagannath temple? He says, it's in Rajapur. So then they came here, and then Janam was just speaking and saying, and they walked in, and Janam said, yes, and this Rajapur, this place here, is actually non-different from Jagannath Puri. These deities are not different. Whatever worship you perform in Puri, these can be performed here. The lady was astounded. She said, oh. And then she said, I have a... This is my story. It's very interesting that Radha Madhava told me to come to Mayapur because I was crying that I couldn't go into Puri. And now I've come here and heard that this place is Puri. So I can ask Swami Ki. Here's another Prikram story. One devotee from somewhere. Anyway, he said how he came to Mayapur for the first time, and he came here and he was on the... He's doing the Gopurnima, doing the Prikram. And when he came here, he got very sick. So it was towards the end. He said, I just want to finish the Prikram at least. There's only one more day. But he said, I was really sick. So he went to the... He came for Darshan. And he said, Jagannath, I heard you're a very great mystic. He said, you need to do something for me. Look at my condition. Prayed like that. He went and took Charanamrita and 100%. He was full of strength, and then there was no trace of any sickness. Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. Then another one person who became a member of our Nitya Seva, then we send them one card every year with Tulsi. We have a picture of Jagannath with some Tulsi leaves. So they were living in the UK. And so the mother and daughter, received the letter, and she opened it, and she took it to the mother in the morning, and the mother opened the letter, and the mother, Haribol, 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 Haribol. What's the matter, mother? What's going on? So much ecstasy. She said, in my dream last night, just a little while ago, I just woke up. And I had a dream, and I was dreaming of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on Vyasasan. And then he called somebody over. And he said, take some Mahaprasad, put it in an envelope, and give it to that lady. He said, and I woke up in the morning. You're bringing this envelope with Mahaprasad from Jagannath. Jai Jagannath Swami Ki. And all these stories and more are contained in the book. You can avail yourself of. Jai Shri Jagannath Swami ki. I think His Holiness Giriraj Swami Rahanawa enlighten us.
Hare Krishna. I really just had one thought from the talks that I wanted to share. When Pankajangri Prabhu was telling the story of the pujari who had disrespected Lord Balaram's Mahaprasad on the occasion of Balaram Jayanti, and then Lord Jagannath came and was very angry with him. And then the whole story, in the end, it made me think how personal Lord Jagannath is in the way he deals with his devotees. He gave him very strong instructions, but at the same time, he was also merciful to him in the end. He didn't reject him as a servant. He kept him as a servant, but he just gave him instructions how he could be a better servant. And then I thought of Srila Prabhupada, how similar Lord Jagannath was in the way he dealt with this devotee to the way Srila Prabhupada was in the way he dealt with devotees. Because sometimes he'd give very strong instructions and he could be very heavy. Now, guru means heavy. But at the same time, you know, ultimately he would preserve our service. In fact, his instructions were meant to help us to become better servants. And then I just thought how the spiritual master is the external manifestation of the super soul. And that incident made it very clear to me how Srila Prabhupada was just like Lord Jagannath. That was just my little thought. Otherwise, the stories were wonderful. They really have made me think I have to be much more careful in dealing with the deity. And, of course, the devotees always. On a personal note, I've never been to Jagannath Puri, and it would be in my mind when I would come to Mayapur, because devotees would often go to Jagannath Puri after they come to Mayapur. But I'd always come here and I'd always be so happy in Mayapur. I think, why do I have to go to Jagannath Puri? I have Jagannath Puri right here, so I never went. But this year I did decide to go. And I don't know if this is offensive or not. I'll probably know by tomorrow morning. But my real inspiration in going to Jagannath Puri isn't for Jagannath Puri, or I don't want to say too much, but it's more for the devotees, especially Namacharya, Haridas Thakur. I really want to go and get his mercy so I can chant the holy name better. And that was also one of the lessons that we learned from some of the pastimes that His Holiness Radhanath Swami told us about the mercy of the devotees. So, but the two work together, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai. But anyway, I'm very glad to be here with these wonderful devotees, all of you devotees, and to have heard such wonderful pastimes about the Lord and His mercy on His devotees. Hare Krishna.